Bodybuilding is easy, but also unbelievable. Bodybuilding is not about how heavy you lift, because lifting heavy means not lifting for long enough and never getting around to lifting heavier. Bodybuilding is about rhythmically lifting non-stop for the duration that you can afford to be at the gym, until eventually, some weeks later, your body adapts. 30 minutes every day is probably correct. 45 minutes is perfect. 3 hours is not good. And the body grows as fast as your leg muscles did that one time that you tried jogging. Or as fast as astronauts regain their musculature back on Earth after a long mission. It takes about a year. If you do it wrong, it will take 15 years. You have to gently challenge your body so that it adapts, and then repeat the process so that it adapts again. And you have to be wise about it too. Don't just start lifting. Jog with 3-pound dumbbells for 30 minutes first so that you gain the endurance necessary to come to a gym and start lifting for 30 minutes. Slow jogging converts doing anything with dumbbells, even just carrying them, to a full body exercise because it's all connected. And now dancing, twisting, and turning, as you can safely now lift over your head at the gym, and do bicep curls and a couple of other dumbbell exercises, affect even more muscles. You can't really do these exercises while jogging. It's unsafe. You'd probably fall a lot. As a side note that I know everyone wants to hear, reasonable abdominal muscles, it turns out, are a byproduct of dancing with dumbbells. It's true. They just happen on their own while stabilizing your body during all the dancing. Bodybuilding is very much like jogging, but when you run the course non-stop straight through, instead of trying to beat your best time, you add more weight and start training your body again to run the full course without exhaustion. You see how boys can't accept this. They can't come into a gym and lift 3 pounds to start with, because then they will be laughed at and have their reputations destroyed. If you try to talk to them, they will get mad that you are telling them to jog, because in their mind that is not bodybuilding, but some kind of aerobic exercise. And when you show them results, they will accuse you of cheating and keep doing sets and reps and lifting heavy. That simply just cuts them off from progress. It gets even worse, because to focus on your exercise requires moving to the beats of songs, and 90s country is the most interesting music that has the perfect beats per minute that are not too fast, not too slow. And then, of course, are the people who took 15 years to become a bodybuilder, and they really don't want to hear that it takes a year if you do it right some strange way. It makes no sense to them. I must have spoken to more than a dozen people about this, who all showed some kind of promise. Only 2 tried to have the full hour-long workout. They never returned, because they really understood that it's just waiting for the body to adapt over and over and over and over again. And what I mean by that, once you can handle dancing with 5 pounds per hand, you move on up to dancing with 7.5 pounds, and then 10 pounds, and 12.5, and so on, all the way up to 20. You never lift so light that you could lift more for the duration that you are at the gym. But you never lift so heavy that you must stop. That just destroys the exercise. Can there be another way? Probably not without being tired all the time. Our bodies just grow at their own pace, and it takes a year for all. Adding muscle isolation on top of this would just exhaust the body, and some people endanger it too. Dancing is perfectly safe and low impact. In the long run, it is better to enhance your flexibility and endurance. So dance, twist, turn, rather than just lay down on a machine to get a big chest. Bodybuilding should also be about rejuvenation and longevity, about health, because that's what life is about. Dancing with dumbbells is what bodybuilders do when they finally retire. Not sitting, not laying down, not getting stuck in a machine is just a wonderfully healthy thing to do at the gym. And the super huge bodybuilders, the ones that are healthy, take this rapid method that delivers in 1 year what people doing it wrong need 10 years for. And they do it for 10 years. And being overweight in their youth also gives them a huge and unhealthy head start. Fat is weight. But as far as advice goes, long before Ultra, you need that dumbbell dance to lure, to launch yourself in that direction. Maybe that's why many professional bodybuilders have their own gyms. They need them, because they secretly dance to country music in there with light weight.